Welcome back to the Press Box and another Saturday as we move towards the end of August and the end of the Saratoga meet and the end of the Ellis Park meet. My great friend, my host as always, Mr. Dave Buzzy Baker.
Jainer, great talking to you again. Before we go any further, let's tell the fine folks that the Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, and by the KTA, the KTOB, and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Okay, so big one today. Always, I think, maybe the biggest race of the summer. It's the 153rd running of the Grade 1, $1.25 million Run Happy Travers at Saratoga.
You know, they don't call it the Midsummer Derby for nothing. It's the biggest event of the summer. And once we get past the Triple Crown races, Buzzy, you know, people start to point towards the Travers as the next big stopping point for the three-year-olds. And this will be one of the last opportunities. You got the Pennsylvania Derby still out there, but one of the last opportunities for just the three-year-olds as they move to get ready for the Breeders' Cup Classic and facing races against the older boys. And, you know, this is a big stepping stone for many of these.
Okay, so it looks like you've got eight going and four Grade 1 winners. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing the quality of this race. Maybe one of the best races of the year. As they line up for today's race. You know, you've got just an excellent field. You've got the winner of the Kentucky Derby in here, Rich Strike. You've got the winner of the Preakness Stakes in here that was won by Early Voting. Buzzy, my mind has escaped me.
But that's okay. You got Epicenter in there, right?
You've got Epicenter, who ran second in both of those events. And, you know, so you've got him. You've got Cyber Knife, who won the Arkansas Derby Grade 1 event, then went on to win the Haskell. So you've got a number of excellent race horses that are filling the starting gate for the Travers.
Okay, so you got Epicenter, okay, who's going to be going off as the 7-5 favorite. I mentioned you've got four Grade 1 winners, but Gene, I think you've got like $5 million winners in this field.
You know, it's just, like I said, I don't think it gets any better than this race, Buzzy. You know, if you're looking at the three-year-olds, you're looking at trying to put together, you know, a race of this caliber, you know, I just don't think it gets any better than this field of horses. You mentioned there's eight going, but you know, if you're looking at really kind of the top end of the three-year-old division, this is what you want. This is how you want the horses to be lined up when they get to this time of the year and ready to go toe-to-toe and you know, and produce a race that is the quality of this one for sure. In addition, you know, Buzzy, it's a great day of racing. They've got a multitude of Grade 1s. You know, you've just got it's going to be a fantastic day of racing. You know, you've got, like I said, you've got Early Voting, who won the Preakness. You've got Vandyne, who was really, I think, one of the favorites for the Kentucky Derby. You got this horse, Artoris, a Jedmont homebred, you know, who just won the Curlin Stakes at Saratoga on July the 29th in his third lifetime start. You know, the last time the Travers was sired by another Travers victor was Summer Bird in 2009. So this Artoris is a horse that you know, could produce that same thing. You know, you know, there's just such an outstanding field. And, you know, I think as you handicap the race,
yes,
becomes a difficult proposition because you've got Epicenter, who I've loved all year long. I thought when he made the lead deep in the stretch and the Derby, and you know, I touted him heavy and hot all week leading up to the Derby. I thought we had a winner. I thought Winterwind at first, Winston Thoroughbreds had their first Kentucky Derby winner. You know, he's coming into this race off a win with the Jim Dandy over this track. You know, he's you know, it's just an outstanding race. But when you handicap, you got so many different variables and different elements, and it just shapes up, I think, as an intriguing handicapping race, but a spectacular race for the enthusiast and the fan.
Okay, so that brings us to this point. How are you going to play it?
Well, you know, I'm not getting off of the horse I've loved all year long, and that's Epicenter, trained by Steve Asmussen for Ron Winchell and his outfit. He's one of two sons of Not This Time that's going to be entered in the race. He enters off a string of four triple-digit speed figures coming in. I think he's been the most consistent horse all year long. He won the Grade Two Risen Star in February. He came back. He won the Grade Two Louisiana Derby going into the Derby. He's second in the Derby. He's second in the Preakness. He wins the Jim Dandy. I just think his resume speaks to consistency and quality. I think, obviously, he may be well bet in the Travers Stakes, but I still think he is the horse to beat. You know, is Zandon as good as we thought he was after winning the Bluegrass? I thought he and Epicenter hooked horns there in the deep stretch of the Derby, and I don't think either one saw Rich Strike coming on the rail. But you know, if you win the Kentucky Derby, you've got to be considered to be a threat. And he trained exceedingly well this week, Buzzy. Rich Strike did up at Saratoga, going I think 5 furlongs and 59 and change, which is a really brisk work for this horse who's a deep closer. I'm going to go with Epicenter on top, Buzzy. I'm going to go with Early Voting as my second horse, and then I'm going to go with Zandon in the third spot. I think Rich Strike will be coming late, but he'll get the fourth position.
All right. Of course, all of Gene's picks, you can find them at thepressboxlts.com for whatever it is you're looking for in racing. The Press Box and our weekly racing previews brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, here's hoping you and yours have a great weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend, and I would be remiss if I didn't bid adieu to the summer meet down at Ellis Park.
Yes.
Keith Hatch will be closing on Sunday, their final day of their 2022 meet. And, you know, they've really had an outstanding meet this year. And they had a lot of fun handicapping their races down at the P-Patch. And Megan Devine and Allie have done a fantastic job promoting that meet. And I've just had an outstanding time with the whole crew down there. Look forward to seeing them soon. And, you know, that is as we transition in September to Kentucky Downs and to more racing at Churchill Downs.
All right, brother. Take care. Have a great weekend. Love you, man.
Love you. See you soon, my great friend. And take care of yourself and that great lady of yours, Miss Dobbs.
Yes. Take care. Talk soon.
See you, buddy.